The day of protests started after boats plied stormy seas to reach French ports. Just before they arrived, some ferries made sure they left port ahead of time. The trawlers manoeuvred to set up blockades, the main one here in Calais. Each protest lasted only 1.5 hours. Half a dozen boats here, but enough to stop ferries from entering or leaving the harbour. One French police patrol boat was there throughout. The dispute is about post-Brexit rules on licences for the French to fish in UK waters.
What we are waiting for from Boris Johnson is for him to unblock the deal that he himself signed, nothing more. At least then the fishermen will be able to continue working together. Right now, it's blocked.
Some of the fishing protesters say the UK is destroying livelihoods.
I'm 35 years old. I have 20 to 25 years ahead of me in this business. Tomorrow they could take away my license. I love my job and I want to make a living from fishing. I don't want to be paid to stay at home.
The fishing protests weren't confined to the sea. They also blocked road freight from entering the Channel Tunnel, causing long tailbacks. Their action on land sends out the same signal as blockading seaports, that unless Britain eases its rules on fishing licences, then there'll be more disruption to trade. Fishing in France may represent only a small part of the economy, but the government is steadfast in backing resistance to action it sees as a breach of the Brexit deal on trade. Talks between governments on both sides of the Channel are still deadlocked, and there are threats from the French government to stop British fishermen from using its ports to unload their catches, and cross-border freight could be held up by intensified customs checks. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Calais.